This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Thursday, April the 16th, on the DJV get-together. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in the control room in Washington. Kara is, I'm not telling that story now. Victoria and Jennifer and Doug here with a little radio gossip, all right? You want to start off?
Some hot gossip?
A little hot gossip. Apparently, Donald Trump was talking to some of his insiders about going on the radio a couple of hours a day during the coronavirus thing to do a talk show. And apparently he called his buddy Limbaugh, and they talked about it. And then Trump, for whatever the reason, in the end said he was not going to do it because he didn't want to compete with Limbaugh. And I laughed out loud.
Okay, now I heard the story a little differently, as in all gossip cases. I heard that Rush actually went on his show and said that he would like to give his show to President Trump and that he would actually call him and make the offer that he could take over 3 hours a day if he wanted it for a day to audition, I guess, of sorts, and have kind of unfettered access to...
There's a serious side to this, because... Everybody knows the reality. This is not a secret, and it's not something that people aren't talking about, especially in the business. Limbaugh is very sick. And even if he were not sick, his modus operandi is the same as mine. You want to keep doing this until you can't. That's the way I look at it. I'm going to stay on the air until I can't stay on the air. And Limbaugh has the same philosophy, but he's realizing that he really can't, because he's more than not, he's not there now. A guy named Buck Sexton's doing a lot of fill-in for him, and some of the other people that were regulars. But it's not without, and I may be the first person that said this, maybe not, I don't know. I'm going to talk to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown show about it this weekend. There's probably nobody that can fill Limbaugh's shoes. When he's gone, what are they going to do? He's got these affiliates, the strong listenership. Is there anybody? There's nobody on the air now, even Hannity. Nobody, nobody, nobody that comes even close to being able to attract the kind of audience that Limbaugh has. But if you think about it, the one person who might, and if he loses the election, maybe this is a good place for him. It's certainly a great way to make some serious money, would be to have Donald Trump do that spot. I think it's not without, I mean, if I were the people at Premier, I think I'd be thinking about that and give it some real thought. You're not going to know until after the election, but if he doesn't win the election and Limbaugh is going to go down the happy trail, I think there's a real, I would, if it were me, I'd bet on him. I'd put him on the air in a New York second, because he's got the right personality for it, the same acerbic kind of, you either love him or hate him. I think that the program would be a fabulous success. That's just me thinking about it. I'm not done having to do with content. Has to do with listeners, how to get to keep. The only way they're going to keep the audience that Limbaugh has after he's gone is to put somebody like Trump in there. And there's nobody like Trump, as there is nobody like Limbaugh. There's nobody. No, I'm going to say this again, emphasizing nobody, nobody, nobody either is or has the potential to be another Rush Limbaugh. It's not there. And so, and he was a creation of the time, the need, his own unique personality. It was the perfect storm, if you will. It was perfect for radio stations, perfect for every, it was just perfect. And now that's going to go away. So what do you do in its place? I'm just saying, something to think about. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the discussion you and I, you, when I say you, I'm talking about Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I, have been having with you has been a focus, sort of on the air, off the air, about the money the United States. I didn't know this, Jennifer, so you've added to the conversation, as you always, you and Victoria and Kara always do. The idea that we funded a Chinese laboratory that was doing the experiments. Why in the name of God are we, under any presidency, under any circumstances, we're borrowing money from them to give to them to do research?
To kill us.
What in the world is wrong with that thinking?
I don't know. I hate to say it, but Dr. Fauci is the one who signed off on it. So
yeah, really?
Yes.
The grant came from the National Institute of Health. Yeah.
What a circle, huh? I mean,
and
think
the
about
fact
that
he hasn't said anything about it, this is...
Wow.
And the questioning still about how
and I'm not
this
bashing
could possibly
Dr. Fauci.
Be.
I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just talking about practical...
But this happened...
Who thinking this through?
Well, and you know, again, I'm only saying it because it's factual. This happened during the Obama administration because the country had just been through SARS. Every administration, I believe, Republican or Democrat, they have blood on their hands because they have never stood up against China. That was one of the things that drew me to Trump, is that he actually spoke about speaking up, you know, about actually going to the table to try to renegotiate some of our deals with China. That was one of the things I liked about him. But every administration has done this, and just continue to fund and continue to borrow money, and it's a vicious circle. And what's happening again? Now, you can say we're borrowing the money from other places, but it behooves China to see us spending all of our money just to try to prop up the country to keep it going while everybody's staying home.
That's why we have to go after them in some way, shape, or form.
We have to bring back our business.
Price to pay.
And we can't fund them to research things because they're going to use it against us. And now there is a school of thought that says it's biological.
Sense? Oh,
right.
Nonsense.
But this is biological warfare. I don't even believe that. The story that's out from sources within the government now say that they were trying to top us in their ability to study viruses, but they were very careless. And apparently, we actually warned, this is the other kicker to it, we actually warned China 2 years ago that this lab was not secure. Yet nobody did anything about it. It's just, and the fact that, and this is a hit on the Trump administration, the fact that they're not being more vicious about this. I think he should be vicious every single day, regardless of what the media says, regardless of if the media starts trying to say, well, China's the greatest because Trump's against him.
China
he needs to be
sucks.
More loud about this. He needs to, he needs to come out strong against China. He does.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about the doctor in China. Remember this fellow, his name's not important because we won't remember it anyway. The fellow who did the whistleblowing and then died in February.
Yeah, the young,
34.
Healthy guy who mysteriously just croaked instantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, under the circumstances, apparently the Chinese people are getting wind of some of the things that have happened. We know them, and now... Because they have a news blackout and all this kind of stuff. So unless they know somebody who's outside the country, they're not going to get this news. And because the country's been shut down for basically 3 months, nobody knows anything. But now the word's leaking back inside about this doctor, and people by the tens of thousands are really PO'd. There are a lot of people.
Especially, couple that with the fact that the experts think 21 million people died in China from the coronavirus, and they've covered it up.
They did.
So you know that people lost family members. You can't lose 21 million people without that having touched every person in that country.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's time we stopped being polarized by some people who think, oh, give them a break, or they're our friends. They are not our friends. They ought not to be getting our money. We should not be doing business with them. That's the line in the sand. And if nothing else changes, that's something. You know, maybe we're going to do social distancing for another year. Maybe we're not going to be able to go back to school. Maybe we're not going to pay our taxes. I don't, whatever it is. But one thing in my mind and my heart is I'm very sure of. I am going to not do anything that I can possibly avoid. Like if I buy a car and there are parts in it that come from China, hard to buy
good
a
luck.
Car right now.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I think,
yeah.
Can you, would a Tesla have any parts made in China? That's the only American company I can think of that might not.
I know, we'd have to ask that question. I would be talking like a guy with a paper
bike.
Why don't we start a part on our website? Why don't we do the DJ V show? Why don't we try to put up a site that's all about buying American? Let's put up some American alternatives to things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good something idea. That would do good for people, right?
Yep. We need to be more active with our website it. Anyway. Yeah, all right. So let's
feel like it might be a blank page, but...
Well,
Corning
we can try.
And Yankee Candles, we can start.
Yep. All right, so anyway, the whole business about money, everybody checked, and some people got their stimulus stuff. I think it's coming this week for the most part. The economy is continuing to go down and down and down. I thought pretty much everybody got fired or dismissed at the beginning of this, but apparently there are still layoffs and furloughs and things that are happening all over the place because the
I think some larger companies had to really do an assessment and come up with a new plan. So I don't think it happened immediately. Obviously, anyone who worked in a restaurant or a bar, that was the first wave of people who were let go immediately. And then I think as other companies, larger companies especially, are now starting a furloughing plan. But it's when you have that many employees, it takes a while to come up with a way to restructure and to figure out what your budget's going to look like.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I was talking to Jennifer before you came on about sports events and the night your father and you took me to the lake, Islanders. What's the name of the team in L.A.? The Kings, right? Remember when we went up and we sat in the box?
I thought you said you went to a basketball game.
No. Did I? If I said that,
yeah,
no,
you
I
said you went to
Kings.
A Lakers game.
Lakers.
Yeah.
No. We went to a hockey game.
Oh, okay.
And we sat up in that box and couldn't see a thing. And I was thinking to myself, and we were all talking about this. Why do you go to games when you can see, get better vantage points to watch it on television? Why even is there this out that people stress, I'm not going to be able to go to a baseball game? Why? Yeah, let them play the games and you watch them on TV. Right? I don't understand what the big deal is. Anyway, I guess I'm asking a
You're
question.
You're also not a sports fan.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes, that's very true. Well, but I love going to concerts, and if I don't get a good seat, I don't want to go. Why do I want to sit up in the balcony to watch you look at the screen. Yeah, you can say, the excitement of the crowd. But you can also get that in a good video as well of the event, whatever.
I think it's more about the social experience. Obviously, I think people are going to be excited about having sports back either way. That'll be a good change of pace. But eventually, people are going to want to go to arenas and stadiums because it's fun to be with other people and to see everything. It's not
drink all that beer, eat all those hot dogs.
Well,
yum.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Have a little pizza while you're at it. Pizza. The scourge of America during the coronavirus. I've never seen so many pizza ads in my life. Pizza. I wish I could.
Well, it's, if you think about it, it's cheap. You can get it delivered. You don't have to go out and expose yourself. Everyone does contactless delivery. I mean, pizza's become, Friday night we do our happy hour Zoom group, and pizza's that's our dinner now every Friday night.
I'm
just
visualize
it's easy.
That. Yeah. I'm going to we're going to do Grubhub delivering ice cream. On the
That's
farm.
Great.
One of the kids came up with that idea yesterday, and I said, yeah, why not? I don't know why we hadn't thought about it before.
Yeah.
But there's that. So you want some ice cream delivered to your place out there in Los Angeles? Call Grubhub. We'll send it to you. It's time for us to speak well of those who are doing well on the American diet. And when I say the American diet, I mean the Calitrin diet, which doesn't really require you to diet at all, just requires you to take 4 capsules every night before you go to bed and let it do its work. If you are trying to lose weight to be healthy so you don't get sick, you don't get the virus, then this is the optimum place to go. Toploss.com, most successful non-stimulant, non-drug. The success these people have had is not equaled. Most successful all-natural weight loss formula ever created. 86% success rate. This is a health supplement as well. So go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Yeah, you'll get free shipping plus be able to buy and then double your order. Anything over 3 gets a double whammy. So you buy 4, you get 4 free. Get on the program. Stay with the program. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Mm-hmm. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, 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 what do we have here, boys and girls? It's Throwback Thursday time. Thank heavens for this. The audience waits for this. I'm sounding like Trump now, right? It's everything.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for us to go back to this week in 1979, which was sort of the apex of the disco era. We got some pretty good disco stuff in here. This first one, number five this week in 79, comes from Peaches and Herb. This was not their typical, they were more R&B ballad type, but they decided to get in on the festival of swing and sing, so they did Shake Your Groove Thing, which never got to number one, but it made it to the top five anyway. Peaches and Herb, Shake Your Groove Thing, Shake It. Can you dance to this, ladies?
I love this.
Yeah. Even if it didn't make it to number one, I would say I know it much better than three of the other songs listed.
True.
So.
You know this song? Really?
Of course. Everyone knows this song.
Oh, I know that. I didn't give you that much credit. All right, well, let's see what we have at number four. A group from England called Dire Straits had the Sultans of Swing show up. And here it is. This is a lot of fun. I love this song.
There was a very, very long stretch of time. A friend of mine worked at Q104.3, which is like the big classic rock station in New York. And this was the number one song in terms of spins.
Yeah.
It got more spins than any other classic rock song. It may have been that maybe that record has been broken at this point, but that was some like rock DJ trivia at the time.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Glad you got some of that trivia besides me. It's good you got some of it as well.
Well, this came from a reliable source. I have to sort of figure out.
What is that supposed to mean? Reliable source. Good God. Anyway, Dire Straits, the Sultans of Swing. Crank it up, Carovers. Do you like that? Can't sit still. Number three this week belongs to the Brothers Gibb. Not their best effort in my... Oh, my God, what a horrible song, actually. I don't like the song at all. I like the Bee Gees, but... Tragedy! How about that, Kara? Pretty good. Tragedy!
I don't dislike this.
Yeah, you don't? Yeah, it's okay. It wasn't their best effort, though, by any stretch of the imagination. Well, it was number three this week in 1979, so there you go. Doobie's up next with number two. That's a good song. Remember this? What a fool believes. I always like the Doobies.
I am. Is this Michael McDonald? Because I can't stand him. He's singing
no,
this, I think, right?
I don't think this is. I think he was for the Doobies. But I now
like
that's
it.
A question. It does now that you and I don't like him either. But
It was written by
that's him.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
Yeah.
But he's not singing.
No,
right?
He is singing it.
Yeah.
Oh, he is singing.
Listen.
That is him.
Yep,
yeah,
I don't
right.
like that voice.
All I can hear is Jimmy Fallon's
Jimmy
impression
Fallon.
Every time.
All right, let's get to number one then. Number one song this week, 1979, belonged to Gloria Gaynor. This is an anthem. Not just a song, but how many women's groups have used this, I don't know, forever, and it's very appropriate. It was number one for 3 weeks in a row, then it bounced out, and then it came back in again. This was it. Everybody was buying this, singing it, moving to it.
This has bounced back a few times.
Will survive. Yeah, right. More. It's been used in tons of movies,
yep.
TV shows, commercials, all that stuff. Hey, hey! And it's just so typically great disco stuff. I don't know who the first person was who decided to put beats and stuff together and called it disco music. Who do you suppose that first person was? She was on the beginning of the trail. I get a break. This is good. Alright, there they are. Top 5 songs this week in 1979. You're on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's expected to unveil plans to restart the economy perhaps before the day is over. At a White House briefing yesterday, the president said many parts of the nation are past the peak of the outbreak, and he credited the administration's aggressive strategy, in his words, of confronting the virus for limiting its spread. Many businesses across the U.S. have been shut down for weeks now to try to curb the pandemic, and many governors are taking issue with President Trump. They say they have the final say in when those stay-at-home orders are lifted. the president weighed in on those stimulus checks bearing his name during the briefing yesterday. He said he doesn't think the decision to add his name to the checks will delay anything.
I don't imagine it's a big deal. I'm sure people will be very happy to get a big, fat, beautiful check and my name is on it.
USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hour on the Thursday DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. The day is upon us. I'm trying to help you find that deep strength that we all need to make it through. My mantra is for you to think good thoughts, say nice things, do good for other people, and everything will come back to you, and be surprised how good you feel by helping other people. What do you have that want, you want to lead with here, Victoria? I got a couple of things, but I want you to have the stage, to have the floor, if you will.
Oh, why, thank you. Well, at a time when
You're welcome.
At a time when people are really not driving that much in their cars, and we've talked about the insurance, you know,
right,
companies giving you a discount, everything. Well, yep. That's good news, I guess, for, you know, you're saving money at the pump. However, it's kind of bad news because right now, dollar gas is actually a thing that a lot of economists are talking about. That
yep.
Right now, it's 10% of gas stations in the state of Wisconsin are below a dollar a gallon. Yeah. And so that is, they're saying that this is actually going to spread throughout the country. They say that right now, 75% of the nation's gas stations are selling gas for less than $2, yep. And which is actually a big shift from where we were exactly a year ago. And the national average is now $1.84, according to AAA. And last month it was $2.26. So we're definitely heading down the scale there for the price of gas. Oil futures on Wednesday were less than $20 a barrel. So yep. But you know, look, dollar gas for people who do have to commute and travel and still work. If you're an essential
works
worker,
works for me.
It's a great thing. I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, can we hoard gasoline? I guess
I'm thinking I have to buy my summer supply of diesel fuel for the farm, and the price is about without the farm stuff that we use off road doesn't have any taxes on it, and it's about $2 a gallon at the moment. Normally, diesel fuel, heating oil, jet fuel, all that stuff's all the same. The price is without tax, and the airlines don't pay any taxes on it either. Actually, most of that product is not taxable other than if it's used for on the road trucks. Other than that, that product is not a taxable product, and therefore you can, without the taxes, you can get it down now to about $2 a gallon. And that's a full dollar less than it was last year at this time, because I remember about this time I ordered, we used about 8,000 gallons. And it's not pleasant to pay that bill. And so if it goes down a little bit, that's very cool. Very good. Speaking of oil, the government or the regulators that decide these things are considering cutting oil production across the state because they don't have any demand for it. I don't know why it's called the Texas Railroad Commission, but it probably goes back to the time when the railroad, when the trains were the biggest users of diesel fuel. They heard hours of testimony yesterday for people. Both sides are obviously presenting their case. Those in favor of cutting the supply say that temporarily reducing oil production could help shield the big companies from a major crash. It could stop prices from falling further and limit the amount of wasted oil. I don't know, what does that mean, wasted oil? I don't get that. If they don't use it, there are tankers, if you didn't know this, up and down the coast and in the Gulf of Mexico, hundreds of oil tankers that have brought, we supposedly are not dependent on Middle Eastern oil. I was under the impression we didn't use it anymore. However, the way they haul oil around that's produced in this country are in tankers on trains. You see those big black tankers? They're hauling one of two things, those cars, either oil or corn syrup. That's what they haul. You want to see a freight train go down the track? Big black tanker, that's what they haul. Two things, and that's it. Oil and what do they call it? Corn something, hydrogenated corn syrup, whatever the stuff is, not good for you. That's what those tanks are full of. So, and by the way, this is something kind of get a chuckle. Oil is refined, and that's how they kind of use almost the same process to refine the hydrogenated corn oil as they do to make gasoline. I don't know what that says to you. You can take it for what it's worth. At any rate, so the people that say temporary cuts, good. On the other hand, opponents argue that companies will adjust production on their own, and that's what I would say. Make it a market thing. What the hell does the government have to be involved in something like this for? Let them figure out on their own how they're going to make money. Why does the government have to stick its finger into this? It's none of the government's business. Stop. Get out. The Saudis and the Russians are loading up the rest of the world with oil. We're not the only ones got tankers off our coasts. They're all, there's a tremendous glut of oil because the Russians and the Saudis are fighting with each other. They refuse. So we've stopped pretty much production. I have a good friend who's got a lot of oil and gas interests, and pretty much we just stopped because we got, I think at the moment, there's a 3-month going forward supply. And they have no more room for it. They have refineries and the places where they store the stuff. There's no more room. So stop producing. That's why the tankers are sitting on the coast. But the other side of it is, if you're asking, okay, so we're oil dependent. What are we doing with all these tankers that are off our coast? Where'd that oil come from? Well, hello, you can figure it out, can't you? I think it's pretty easy to figure it out. So anyway, the question has been asked, ladies, and gentlemen. So we got a $2 trillion stimulus package. Where's the dough coming from? Everybody says, well, those damn Chinese probably have to borrow it from them. Well, we're going to have to borrow it, all of it. But there are those who are saying in the government that we ought not to borrow it from anybody. So, in essence, the money at the moment is coming out of thin air because they haven't borrowed any money. It's just, they're just printing. It's like printing money. That's what they're doing. If you're a person that buys or sells government securities, that's where a lot of the money is coming from right now. The central bank has added $2 trillion. I think I saw that number. Did you see a number like that? Let me see if I can find it again. I saw it out of the corner of my eye this morning earlier, and I think that that was the number. Now, then you can say, well, where are they getting it? They're encouraging people like you and me, retirement fund, whatever, to buy. That's where war bonds. You know, do you know the two of you know the story of war bonds and
Mm-mm.
where they came from?
I've heard of them, but I don't know. I don't know what it is.
They were sold to ordinary Americans back in the late 30s and early 40s and during the war. People would buy 10 cents worth of war bonds or a dollar. Kids in school would do it. And that's how they funded the war effort. It was really pretty amazing.
And then you get money back from that?
Yeah. You get an interest payment at the end. When you're all done, you get an interest, you know, the interest rate isn't much, never is on bonds. Excuse me. But it's safe and secure, backed by the government. So conservatives love it. These sorts of things. There are a lot of bonds. I remember my father used to buy lots of them. He was very conservative. The states and like the Tennessee Valley Authority, places like that, that have to do construction or municipal bonds. Every year, communities borrow money to do road work projects, that kind of stuff. So they're very reliable. And anyway, here we go. The pillow folks working on making this a good deal for you. It's a good deal to begin with, no matter what. Got a 60-day money-back guarantee on all their pillows. You don't get that from anybody else wherever you buy pillows. You try them, you use them, you own them. Not so. You don't like the pillows of my pillows, send them back, get your money back. 10-year warranty, too, so you can wash them and dry them over and over again. Keep everything clean. And the third part of this hat trick is that these pillows, all of them, and everything else that's at the MyPillow catalog are now on sale. There's a limit to how many you can buy, like 10 pillows. You can buy 10 pillows at 66% off the price using the DJB code. So go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV as you check out and get the incredible opportunity to get these pillows, use them, and be able to use them over and over again, wash them, dry them. Check out, use DJV at MyPillow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have another bit of good news for those of you who are maybe suffering or you lost your job, you don't know what you're going to do. There are some businesses that are really looking for employees. There are currently thousands of jobs in the technology sector, for example. Employers are looking to fill the jobs. They're not just looking at your previous work experience. Maybe, you got a college degree and stuff. That's important. But they want people with skills, important skills. And so I thought we ought to find out what the skills are that some of these people are looking for. So Cliff Archie is here. He is a senior program manager for education at IBM. And this is, if they don't know, then nobody does. IBM is doing an online platform, right, to get people to come to work for them. Is that pretty much the summation, Cliff, of what you're doing? You're looking for people who have skills, but educate. I guess you want everything. I mean, if you can find the right person that's got all of these things, that's what you want, right?
Yeah, and great to be with you, Doug. I think it's certainly at IBM, we are looking for skills, not necessarily degree. We call those new-collar jobs, jobs that mm-hmm. certainly require skills, typically require some college, but don't always require a bachelor's or above. And we think that this is a trend that many companies are following, so it's not just IBM. And as we think about our digital offerings that are free to the world right now, we're really targeting skill development in a way that can be accessible online and help anybody start to build those technical and professional skills that are going to help them in today's job market as well as the job market of the future.
All right. So the situation at IBM in terms of numbers, do you have a number of people that you're looking for? Are there various offices around the country? Where is the largest opening?
I can tell you is that there are certainly skill gaps in particular field areas. So we know that cybersecurity is a very in-demand field, both at IBM and in many other companies. We know data science and data analytics is another area that is really in demand, but there just aren't enough people who have those relevant skills to fill the jobs that exist. And this is true, again, for IBM, but across the tech industry. So we've built a... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to ask you if you're working on trying to fill the hole by creating something that'll teach these people who have the skills what is needed necessarily for technical jobs at IBM.
Yeah, so it's a great segue to what I was about to mention, which is we've just created a new platform called ibm.com/skills. And it's really an online directory for anybody who's looking to build those technical and professional skills that are going to make them competitive for jobs to go to and access our best-of-breed online courses, free technical trainings, and custom enterprise offerings that we've built out of IBM as well as in collaboration with education institutions globally. And so it's a great way to come and start building your technical portfolio, whether you're somebody who's already in the job market and looking to upskill or reskill, or whether you're a younger person who's just starting out your career exploration journey and want to know more about these emerging technologies that are really impacting and changing the way work gets done.
So let's say there's somebody who's looking to make this a career. Is there a place that you would send them that you're connected to this open teaching thing that you're doing? Is there a college or university or a bunch of them that you've connected with that are especially attractive for you in terms of looking for the right skill set or the right place where you know they're getting taught the right way?
Yeah, so there's a couple answers to that. I think first and foremost, we know that digital credentials are really the new currency for the future of work. So having digital badges, having certifications that you can get from IBM Skills and from our new platform, OpenPTech, those are going to be really valuable in showcasing to employer partners that you indeed have the technical skill development and also the professional skill necessary to work in these new fields. We've also been working on a program called PTech for about 9 years now that partners traditional high schools and high school diplomas with community college partners that have relevant fields and workplace skills. So we really get the best of all worlds to ensure that you are prepared for those jobs of the future.
Yeah. All right. So that's that's for high school and college level kids. Check it out, though. It's ibm.com/skills. Thanks to Cliff Archie from IBM here on the DJV program.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sing this with me, Chugger. There's no now on with the show. There's no business like show business, and no business I know. I don't sound like Ethel Merman, though, do I?
No.
I ain't gonna away with that.
That dead. That was a unique talent.
That deadpan. No.
I was right. Laughing. I did not say anything.
I thought you were trying. You had the little snickle snorker there that you
had. Yes, I had a snicker.
Yes, you had that. All right, so Ethel Merman goes back to what, 1957 or something with this?
When was this? 50s, I believe. If she was born in 1908.
Yep. And?
I have a feeling. Reason we play that, Doug, is I have a feeling when Ethel Merman sang that song back in the 1950s, she didn't mean people watching streaming content at home.
No,
it was reported yesterday that an average American right now is spending up to 8 hours a day streaming content on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime being the three biggest streamers. Despite all this craziness, Netflix stock is actually at an all-time high, $426 a share.
They're worth more than Disney now. I just saw the headline that Netflix is, really? Because of all this, they're worth more than Disney.
How much has their stock gone up since all this started?
Well, it's bounced around, but it didn't. It's stabilized and gone up. It's actually higher than it was before this all started by about, I don't know, $10 a share.
Really? So it's still an expensive buy. No matter, or it was.
Oh yeah,
$400
You know, it's at the top of.
All right, just to give you some perspective, American Airlines stock in December was selling for $52.60 a share. At the close of market yesterday, it was selling for $5.40 a share. So. Although maybe the airlines are good now.
That's a lot of perspective.
Boy, well, when you think about it, a lot of different businesses and where they're going, the Mobil and Mobil Exxon stock is down, what is it, 68% or something in the last 2 months?
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway.
And you know what's interesting here? As they also say in this study about people streaming, 58% of all people who stream content, let's say on Netflix, don't watch the newer stuff. They watch programs that they watched many years ago. They like to rewatch, like The Sopranos and Breaking Bad and Walking Dead. They go back to what they know. I found that very interesting, actually.
Yeah, I do instead of the new stuff.
It's comforting, so, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of comfort and actors from movies that we all know and love, and where are they now? Did you see that Matt Damon, as soon as the information came out that people were going to be required to hunker down, he and his family got on a plane, and they flew from Los Angeles to Dublin, Ireland. Apparently, he's got a little hole in a small town. The name of the town, maybe, Victoria, you know it, is Dalkey, D-A-L-K-E-Y.
Oh, yeah, that's the fanciest part of, literally, in the whole country. That's where all the celebrities are, Bono and Bob Geldof, and now Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah,
right.
That's where they all are.
So it makes sense that they would go.
It's very pretty. Very pretty.
I think I went through it when I was there last year at this time. Remember, I was in Ireland last year at this time, and I think we drove through on the, what do they call that, the West?
No, Road. It's on the East Coast. You may have gone through Dingle, which is on the West Coast.
In fact, okay.
I do have one story to report, Doug. Cinemark Movie Theater, which is one of the three of the largest chains in the country, plans to reopen movie theaters, hopefully, by July 1st. They say they don't need full capacity to make money. If they had half a theater, they'd still be very profitable, and going through game plans of how to space people apart. I'd love to see it happen July 1st. That would be good. And I still think, ultimately, people will go back to movie theaters. I do.
I'm very eager to go back to the movies and see some good stuff. There's not been much around, but boy, wanted me nice to be able to go back there. It just
I will say one thing: Universal's Troll World Tour, which was supposed to come out in April in theaters, probably $100 million animated film when they released it, Universal straight to VOD, video on demand, and it actually did in its opening week on video on demand 10 times better than any film ever released on VOD. They didn't give the exact numbers, but they seem to be very happy with the results. And that at a price tag of $19.99. So people went on VOD and bought this film. I would like to know the final numbers. Not that it's going to be comparable to what they would make in theaters, but they did do very well on it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's what you hope. People will do the best they can under the circumstances. That's the thing we all would hope for and hold that feeling and thought. Thank you, Chucker. Charles Curry here as part of a Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.